Our topic for today is Beyond Fear, Awakening Freedom to Live Your Best Life. I wanted to talk about fear today because fear is the number one stumbling block in all of us that keeps us from reaching our fullest potential, from creating this epic, successful, peaceful life that is available to us. And Paramahansa Yogananda, who is the great yoga guru who brought yoga to the West, lists 26 soul qualities that he says are important for us to access and to hone in order to reach our highest potential as humans. And the very first quality he lists is fearlessness. If we live in fear, our lives start to shrink. They start to become very small day by day, both in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts. And it is the fear that prevents us from going for our dreams. And even if we identify our dreams, it is the fear that keeps us from really tapping into the strength, the warrior-like persistence, and the creativity and the resourcefulness that we need to access in order to realize our dreams. So we must start here. We must start by talking about fearlessness and how to move past it. Now, that being said, a normal amount of fear is, of course, normal. As humans, we want to protect our bodies and we want to take reasonable care of ourselves, our families, our loved ones, our shelter, so on and so forth. So I'm not saying that we're going to be, you know, reckless, but at the same time, each and every one of us has fears that are, shall we say, irrational to an extent. We have fears that start to choke our lives, that prevent us from living the expansive, open life that is available to us. And so we want to make sure that we are balancing our fears and anything that's coming up time and time again as a pattern. We start to take a real look at that. We look at some of our actions, behaviors, and beliefs so that we can move beyond the fear. And every time we move past a fear, one of many fears, we're taking a step forward into opening up our lives. And then we get more strength and confidence that we can get past fear. And it gives us that strengthening, that ability to keep going and keep going and growing in our development and in our fulfillment of our potential. So at the very root of fear is an over-reliance on just what we can see with our two physical eyes. So if we're playing on the surface of life, if we're looking around and we see, wow, this is a pretty scary world. There are potential accidents, diseases, viruses, economic meltdowns, glacier meltdowns, climate change, unpredictable conditions at work, all sorts of things here on the surface of life. So if we put all our attention on the surface of life, sure, it can feel very scary. It can feel like we're on the surface of the ocean, just being tossed around in the waves where it's very choppy and where we really don't have much control because a big wave can come and just knock us over. So at the same time that there is this reality of the surface of life, so to speak, there is also a deeper part of life, a energetic part of life that you can't necessarily see with your two physical eyes, but you can feel into and you can experience on the inside. So the outer part of life is, again, what we see as we move through the world when we're taking action. And it's the part of us that is experienced through the ego, which reacts to external stimuli in the senses and is potentially influenced by the senses very much. So let's say you touch a hot stove and your skin reacts and you jump. Or in a similar vein, if someone says a criticism of you and you react and you start to feel very fearful that people are critical of you. And so you close down and you move away from people and you just hang out in your house all the time.